Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Sun and moon, bless Adonai. Stars and galaxies, exalt God forever. Where stretch the limits of the stars? Who fathoms all the gifts of earth? Within the origins of life, one word in labor gives them birth. Its silence fills the stellar night. Its sound plumbs deep our planet's core. Poured out for us and fleshed in full, this word none other Mary bore. From earth the word drew nourishment, from us the body we possess. Our sun provided warmth and light, with these the word took on our flesh. All things created, great and small, at dawn of time God sanctified. Now these, enfleshed within the Word, return God's love thus glorified. For only thus the Word prepared to consummate the sacrifice, for which God's heart had ever yearned, for which love would alone suffice. Creation's dawning God deemed good, yet still we scarce believe our worth, but pregnant full the Word here dawns, and yearns in us to come to birth. Amen. In you, Adonai, is the source of all life. In your light we see light. Your love, Adonai, reaches to heaven. Your truth soars among the clouds. Your justice towers like a mountain. Your integrity runs deeper than the sea. You protect all creatures, all of life. Adonai, how we prize your compassion. In you the people seek shelter, safe in the warmth beneath your wings. All feast at the abundance of your table, slake their thirst in your refreshing streams, for in you is the source of life. You give us light, and we can see. Continue your kindness toward all you have chosen, and your justice to all who are honest. Keep the arrogant from trampling your little ones, assaulting us with wicked hands and frozen hearts. For those who do not love will collapse. Defeated, they will never rise. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. In you, Adonai, is the source of all life. In your light we see light.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful for everything. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience and kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness and self-control. There is no law for these. If the Spirit is the source of our life, let the Spirit direct our course. Goodness, fidelity, gentleness and self-control. There is no law for these. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience and kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness and self-control. There is no law for these. Be on your guard against false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but actually are prowling wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Be on your guard against false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but actually are prowling wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit. Alleluia.
In you, Adonai, is the source of life. In your light, we shall see light. Send forth your light and your truth. Let these be our guide. Fill us each morning with your constant love, that we may sing and be glad all our life. Let us see your wonderful works. May your people see your glorious might. Gracious God, may your blessing be upon us, and grant us success in all we do. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We give you thanks, Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. As we celebrate the beginning of summer with long days and bright sunlight, fill us with the warmth of your love, that we may bear witness to the light of your Word made flesh, Jesus the Christ, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in goodness for all of creation. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.